Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is. It is time for The Remix. It is Friday night, December the 16th, 2011, and wow, what an amazing week. A lot of things going on, lots of things. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone here in the forum tonight. So good to see you guys in the house. Definitely good to see you on the phone lines. I see lots of callers from all over on the phone line. So good to have you guys in the house. And also just want to say welcome to everyone, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It's good to have you in The Remix. Tonight in The Remix, we're going to be doing a little bit of different things. I think it's time for us to do some things a little different. We're going to be talking about soul moments for 2012. As you know, the energy of 2012 has really been upon us for some time, but we will be able to take advantage of January the 1st, really ushering us in to that universal collective energy of 2012. So we're going to be taking sort of a love journey tonight, a love joy journey tonight. We're going to be talking about DNA magical boxes and how you can set up your own DNA box. We're also going to be talking about seasons of light. As you know, in most of us who are here in the Western Hemisphere, this is really sort of the time of darkness. You know, it is really the fall time of the year for us. But really, if we look at some of our indigenous cultures and we also look at some of our African spiritual systems, this is really the time of light, not the light that exudes itself from the external world, but the light that shines within. So we're going to be talking about season of lights and how we can turn up our light. We're going to be talking about color magic tonight. I love colors, and I know you guys do too. So we're going to be talking about that as well. And then we're going to be doing what we do, and that is just really keeping it psycho, sexy, and cool right here in The Remix. So welcome, 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 everyone. It's so good to have you in the house. If you are a guest and you are joining us for the very first time, the first thing I want to say is thank you so much for listening to us here live in The Remix. And for those of you who did listen or you did not listen to the show that we had last week, we had the Dr. Anne Brown who came on, and we talked about Melanin and the Pineal, amazing sister. She's done some work with also Dr. Richard Kings and quite a few others when it comes to the study of neuroscience, sorry, and also those studies of the brain, the nervous system, the whole anatomy of the body, and particularly her interest is the pineal and melanin. So you definitely want to check that show out. That show and all other shows on The Remix. And if you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions and tell you how you can download. So just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And you can see everything right there. There is an iTunes button. So for those of you who have iTunes or iPod, you can simply just click on the button and download all of your favorite remix shows right there at your convenience. As well as you can download right here from the remix page as well. Just click the download button and download straight to your computer. For those of you who are here, joining us in the forum, and you're in the chat room, and I welcome all of you to come on over and join the chat room. If you have not joined up, if you're a guest, you can just click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. It takes you about 2 minutes. Sign up, you can come on in, and come on in. And the Remix family, trust me, is going to make you feel right at home in the chat room. So welcome, 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 everyone, as we get ready to get into the share tonight. Can you believe it's December already? It seems like we were having this conversation last year, and it was January. and it's January, but But it's not. It's not January. It's December. And boy, funny how time flies. We're going to do a little bit of reflecting over some of the things of the year. But one of the things I want to talk to you guys about, this was something that came to me sort of maybe a couple of months ago, and I want to share it with you guys. And for those of you who are in the chat room, I want you guys to let know. A few of you who talk to me, you know that this is something I have enjoyed doing this year, well, just recently as well, last couple of months. How many people watch The X Factor? If you do and you're in the chat room, I want you to put a heart in the room if you watch The X Factor. Let's see. No X Factor fans? Okay. So, well, that makes it a little difficult if you guys don't watch The X Factor. So that means that Miss Blue gets to tell you about The X Factor since you guys don't watch it. All right. So anyway, The X Factor is a show. It's kind of like American Idol, but it's different. Let me tell you why I really, really enjoy. Oh, there goes my X Factors. I knew I was going to have the remixers that could get with The X Factor. That's what I'm talking about. So listen. And I see you guys on the phone line. I know it's a lot of you watching it on the phone. But The X Factor, let me tell you why I really was drawn to this show. I was really drawn to this show because for me, I'm a creatress, like many of you, but I'm a creatress. And I love watching, seeing, engaging myself, being connected to people who explore their creativity to the max. And X Factor is one of those shows where people come on and they explore their creativity to the max, what they feel, expressing themselves through singing. And that's what the show is all about. It's exploring their creativity. That's one form of expression. And anything that someone, when a person gets to explore that creativity, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, the reason I wanted to bring your attention to this particular show is because there was a young lady that was on the show, and her name was Rachel Crowe. And Rachel Crowe is, I believe she's about 13 years old, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on the age. Don't hold me to that. But she's 13 years old, and she was one of the contestants coming on the show. And a little bit about her background. She is a young lady who is mixed with what we typically would call black and white. She's mixed. And they found her in a crack house. When they found her, she was a couple of months old. She had been abused. She was in a crack house. And she was adopted by a family who took her in. And all she ever wanted to do was to sing. This was her expression. We talk about how we express ourselves in this world, you know, how we sort of kind of get the guts to do what we want. And here is this 13-year-old girl. And when she was first trying out and she found out that she was making it to the finals, she looked at the judges and she looked at everybody and she said, "I won't let you down." And that kind of caught my attention for a minute because we as adults, most of us, we are in the position a lot of times where we have people who depend on us, whether that's our family, whether it's our children, or even if it's ourselves. And for this young girl to really be able to say, "I won't let you down," to take that sort of that courage to say that I'm going to be the very best that I could be and do the very best that I can do each and every time that I come out here, because this is what I live for. That's what she said. I live for this moment, to rise up out of this darkness that she's come from. So I looked at this little girl, and instantly it took me back to a time that's even much older than myself, you know, so that's kind of a funny way how spirit works. And it flashed, and I looked in her face, and immediately I seen Etta James. Now, for those of you who don't know who Etta James is, remember the song that Beyoncé sung, At Last? Well, that was originally performed by Etta James. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this lovely, wonderful sister, Etta James. Etta James also comes from what is to believe a very mixed background as well. Etta James struggled with drugs. Very similar stories, very similar stories. Now, the interesting thing, this little girl who's been on this show, The X Factor, and me and Sister Munya has gone back and forth with it a little bit too, and she actually picked her. She said, I really think this little girl's going to win, because she had the highest votes out of all of the contestants every single week. She was never voted in the bottom, none of that. And then what actually happened is just this week on the show, earlier this week on the show, the little girl, well, this was last week, I believe, the little girl, Rachel Crowe, was actually put in the bottom. So they have what's called a Save Me song. And here's something that I'm going to encourage each one of you to do, too, is to get you a Save Me song. So you may ask, what's a Save Me song? A Save Me song is a tune, is a vibration that when you feel that all hope is gone, that this can help you get back into your authentic vibration. So there's a lot of things that you can begin to put into the Save Me song, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But I think you guys get the gist of what I'm talking about. Get that Save Me song. This little girl had her Save Me song. And guess what her Save Me song was? It was a song by Etta James. And it was the song, I'd Rather Go Blind. I'd Rather Go Blind. That was her Save Me song. And everyone said, this was the most powerful performance that she's ever done. She'd never been in the bottom. She has never got the lowest votes. And her Save Me song was by Etta James. Now, is it a coincidence? And if you go and you Google Etta James and you look at her record cover of when she sang I'd Rather Go Blind, they look identical. It looks like this is Etta James' child, or this is Etta James. Now, I'll tell you this. I did a little bit more research on this because this came to me tonight, that I believe that when we begin to look at all the people who left the planet, and it's been a lot of people in the last couple of years. I know I can bear witness to that in my family. You guys heard Brother Panic talk about it, Bobby, and many other of you that we've got together. We've talked about so many people leaving the planet. But I also believe that more than ever, this energy that's coming upon us on this planet at this time is calling forth for you to bring that which is in you, whatever that is, whether it is you singing, whether that is you starting a new business, whether that's you being a better mother, a better father, whether that's you getting to know who you are, whatever it is, everyone is sort of feeling this pull that is pulling you to get to a higher vibration. Some of us have felt that pull a little earlier, but the pull is definitely coming for those who are not aware and those who are aware. It doesn't matter. So, hence the saying, if nothing else moves you, life will. So the key is to definitely move yourself and not have life move you. So we have this little girl. She looks like Etta James. Her Save Me song is Etta James. I'd rather go blind. And then there's Etta James. I believe that, and this is just me, I'll tell you, based on the work I've done, based on the spiritual work, based on my own work, and based on people I've known that's been close to me, is that when someone is about to make their transformation, when they're about to leave the planet, that we have an opportunity to pass on some of our conscious DNA, some of our, some would say gifts, some of our thoughts, some of our energy. There is soul connections that go to. In our family, if there is an older child, typically that's who it gets passed on to, the oldest person. And as soon as someone passes on, they feel like they have to take that spot. How many sisters have took the spot of their mothers when their mother passed on? And if their mothers were the head of the family, that sort of, you know, the big mama that kept things together, they sort of had to try to step into that place. And so many of us are finding it very difficult to fill those shoes. What if, and this is just a thought to ponder, that somehow there was sort of this agreement for that consciousness to be passed on to Rachel Crow. And so as Rachel Crow rise, then others get to move on to do more work. Just something to think about. I do want us to send some energy to Etta James tonight, as well as we send energy to ourselves. We're going to be doing a lot of things with vibrations and tones tonight. So if you guys are kind of, you know, a little stuffed up tonight, if you just walked in the door, you have your coat on, you have your shoes on, take those things off. Take your jacket off. Take your coat off. And sisters, take your hair down. Just kind of let your hair down a little bit. We're going to be doing some dancing. You know, brothers, you know, kind of get a little loose there. Maybe put some sweats on and a T-shirt. I don't want to say a wife beater. Because I don't like that germ, but put a T-shirt on or something, you know, kind of get a little comfortable. Get a little comfortable. Yes. And someone's in the room saying that they believe that their father's energy is in their son. Yes, I know this to be possible. I know this to be possible. But this was an opportunity to really explore this on a different level. So I wanted to invite you guys with that. So we're going to send a little bit of energy to Etta James, and just take a moment at this particular time. We're going to listen to the song sung by Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind. And what I want you to do is just really to get into the energy about something that's close to your heart, something that you know, that you know, that you know, that you will be manifesting here, that you want it, whether it's something at this particular time or if it's in the future. And I want you to just take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow, while the song is playing. Imagine that gateway of your heart opening up, but have the gate to swing inward. And I want you to just allow that love, that energy, that healing to come into you. And then I want you to just send it back out as you exhale. So inhale and exhale as we listen to Rather Go Blind and send nothing but positive love and light to a magnificent energy of Etta James.
When I saw you and her talk.
James and I'd Rather Go Blind. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. Welcome to the remix. It's so good to have you in the house tonight. Also on Sunday night, Brother Panic will be here and doing a Q&A as well. So Sunday night, you guys want to definitely catch the show on Sunday night as well with Brother Panic. It's definitely going to be a treat as well. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue and just continue with Soul Moments for 2012.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, all right. So here we go, you guys. We're going to keep going. Glad to have you guys in the house. Thank you for everyone who's joining us in the house, all of our international listeners. Good to have you out there, Japan in the house, the UK's in the house, Thailand's in the house as well. So welcome, France is in the house. Good to have you guys in the house tonight. Good to have everyone. Good to see everyone here. So this is what we're going to do as we get ready to get into this, because we're coming into some times, and I think everybody knows this. We're in these times. Let me stop saying we're coming. A lot of people are going through transformations. Some people are entering into new beginnings. Others are bringing things to closures. Others are just enjoying themselves and having a good time. We can recognize that we're all sort of kind of in different phases, but we're all in the same phase at one time. And really, more than ever, really just being able to connect and really sort of kind of come together as a whole is really being called upon us. So at some point in fashion, we are really moving more to the oneness with each other. Even though we recognize ourselves as individuals, we also recognize the micro and the macro level that we are on. And so tonight what we're going to do is really just kind of send that love and encouragement to each other. So you know how we do. It's the remix. It's always going to be a little different. So we're going to have the brothers do something for us first. So I'm going to call out a couple of the brothers here tonight to do a couple of things first. Let's see the brothers that are in the house. I'm just going to kind of put you guys on the spot. Definitely Brother I, Griffin, as well. Also Keith, we're going to call the brothers out. I, God, Rising Sun. Let's see, who did I miss? All of the brothers, you know, the brothers out there, I want you guys, Jerome, I want the brothers to sort of kind of get themselves. These are going to be some of the remix brothers. And what I want you guys to do is all the brothers is going to kind of send some energy to us as sisters. I kind of had a conversation with some elders, you know, elders that kind of passed themselves on to another dimension. And, you know, they were sharing that some of the sisters were sharing that there's nothing that really just sort of kind of lights the flame within a sister than and transform. Of course, I've seen you transform you too. It's nothing more powerful for us as sisters, and I can bear witness to this as well too, than us seeing brothers, brothers in their power, brothers in their strength. A lot of brothers are going through a lot of things. A lot of sisters are going through a lot of things. So I think this is good so that we can recognize and really help to sort of kind of send some of that light and love to each other. So the brothers will be sending this light and love to the sisters out there. So many sisters are single parents. They're raising their children by themselves, working 2-3 jobs, really trying to get things together, hold it down. And, you know, it really kind of puts a smile on our face as sisters when we have those brothers out there that we can see them, even though we know that they're dealing with a tough situation, even though we know that really they've not been dealt a fair shake on the cards, that they still hold their head up, chest out, and they do what they got to do. That strength needs to be seen more. Just need to be seen so much more. And I know that these amazing brothers that are out there really have this strength, have this power, you know, have this passion. They have it, you know, to be able to do that, to give us the strength. It's nothing more beautiful than us as sisters to see brothers when they're in that way. So, brothers, you're going to kind of do a little dance for us. So, sisters, sit back and relax. And brothers, like I said, if you're just getting home, kick your shoes off, you know, take your jacket off so you can kind of, you know, kind of get the groove. For some of you, this may be something, I don't know, you may be a little young for it. That's okay. Grab one of the older brothers or just check them out. They'll show you how to do those moves. They don't know how to do it. You know, I'm sure you've seen your uncles and your daddies get down like this, so you won't be too lost with it. You won't be too that lost. So after the brothers do their thing for us, then us sisters, we're going to do a little thing for the brothers. So, all right, brothers, take your positions. And if you have your sons with you, definitely you want to welcome them to come join you, as well, too, as the brothers get ready to show us a little bit of their love and their light. Through their power and through their strength.
Time is really wasting.
All right. That was the Isley Brothers and Fight the Power. I want to say thank you to the brothers. We definitely felt you guys' energy, and we felt the power, definitely. So good inspiration for us sisters to take away, for us to keep fighting the powers that be, so that we can continue on our path and our journeys. So much love to you guys. Much love. And thank you to all the brothers who participated in that. And little man, too. Thank you, too. Thank you for doing your thing over there. All right. So now, sisters, it's time for us. You know, it's time for us. It's time for us to get up and get ready to move around. I said I was going to call Baby Blue in here, and she was going to dance as well, too. And have her sort of kind of join into this fun. So she's going to come join us with this. And so the sisters, you know, get up, you know, kind of take your hair down. We're going to get ready to do our thing, because we know that there is nothing that brothers don't appreciate more than seeing us when we're just in that moment of joy, that moment of love, and we're dancing and we're having a good time. And so that's definitely what we're getting ready to bring to you guys. So I'm going to call some of the sisters up to help me out as well. So I'm going to call Esther. I'm going to call Sandra. I'm going to call Good Looking S, and I'm also going to call Eye of Kimmet. I'm going to call Alicia, and I'm going to call LaBlue to come on down. Kalimar, definitely to come on down. Moonchai, Chi, come on down. Margaret as well to come on down. Sister Munya, come on down. Oshun, come on down. And let's see, I'm going to be here all night. Nancy, come on down. And all of the sisters, yes, let's get ready. All of the sisters, we're going to get ready to line up here. Let me tell Baby Blue it's time for her to come on so she can come on down. So she can come on and jam with us, too. So you got some little sisters in the house. Let them go ahead and get up, too. And we're going to get ready to do our dance. And we're going to get ready. Like I said, you know, we recognize that you brothers, that it's not always easy for you guys to do what you do and to hold it down that the way that you're holding it down. And sometimes it does seem like the whole world is against you, or definitely things may not be going your way. But we definitely want you guys to hold up that strength, to hold up that power, and to hold up that light, because we look to you for it. We really do. Us sisters, we do. We can see it. And this is the energy that we're going to be sending to all the brothers all over the world. So it doesn't matter when you listen to the show, if you listen to it now or if you listen to it 20 years from now, know that this is sort of our love and our light that we're sending to you. As you continue on your path and your journey, we're going to be sending this energy to you guys as well, too. Yes. We definitely are right there with you. We're right there by your side. So just like you guys give us the strength, we're going to be sending it back to you. So, all right, sisters, I got my hair down. You guys got your hair down? Y'all ready to go? Esther, you ready to go? Sandra, you ready to go? Kalimar, you ready to go? Let's go. All right, LaBlue, come on. Here we go. All right. Let's get this going.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind, your secret admirer. I've been watching.
y'all wasn't expecting that. Oh, wow. So moments, you guys, for 2012. In the remix. I know you felt the energy, brothers. I know y'all felt that. Oh, wow. I know you guys felt that. So I know you did. Well, welcome to the remix, you guys. We definitely had to get the energy out there as we got ready to get into just continuing this share that we're going to be talking about here tonight and talking about some of those things that are coming up as well. So now, as we continue to move on, I want to thank everybody for participating in that, all of the sisters, all of the brothers, all over the world. I see you guys saying, woo, woo, I'm telling you, that was better than a Zumba workout right there. But let's talk about some of this energy that's going to be coming upon us when it comes to the time of 2012 and lots of the things that's coming up. I'm going to talk about a little bit of color magic here and how you can begin to work with colors and the energy that's going to be coming up. I'm going to make a mini prediction here. And I'll put myself out there. I'll make a mini prediction. It seems like that's kind of the energy in the air. But I want to make a mini prediction about some of the colors that we're going to be seeing that's actually going to be coming up this year. It's going to be the color orange, almost like a reddish orange. Look for this color. Everything that is going on with us at this particular time is letting you know that this is all about that energy of fire. It's about that energy of excitement, and it's also about that energy of passion. And let me tell you why I say that that's definitely going to be the color and some of the signs. If you guys are on a part of the Remix family page on Facebook, you will notice that I put up about the comet Lovejoy, the comet Lovejoy. Now, I don't know how many of you have been following the comet Lovejoy, but I started following some of this energy about the comet Lovejoy a while back. And scientists were predicting that what was going to happen to this poor little comet that was traveling in the dark, traveling so fast that it didn't realize that it was headed straight for the sun, and that once it was going to hit the sun, it was just going to be engulfed and blow up. It was just going to, you know, it was just going to hit, it was just going to disintegrate into the sun, and there would be no more comet Lovejoy. That's what most of them were predicting. So they were sort of kind of mapping out this course of Lovejoy. Lovejoy was really just sort of moving through that dark matter. You know, we've been talking about dark matter for quite a while. Lovejoy, the comet Lovejoy, was moving through this. Well, on the 16th, first of all, I want to ask you guys to kind of do some reflecting here right now. The first thing I want you to reflect on is, what were you doing yesterday at 9 p.m.? Do you know what you were doing yesterday at 9 p.m.? Do you guys? Oh, wow. If you're not in the chat room, you guys should come in the chat room. What were you doing at 9 p.m.? 9:30 p.m., I should say. Someone said spending time with their nephew. That's beautiful. What are some of the other things that you guys were doing? Some people were wishing it was Friday. Some people were on the road. Some people were studying tantric sex. Some people were talking on the phone. Some people were making love. Some people were listening to past shows. Some people were on the computer. Some people were just kind of moving around at that particular time. Well, for most of you, you remember exactly what you were doing around that particular time, or what you were doing, or what you were doing. Well, that was the time that Lovejoy actually crossed over and came out on the other side of the sun. And this is when scientists said, wow, Lovejoy made it. Lovejoy made it to the other side. This is like a great discovery that something could actually withstand sort of that heat and that fire of the sun. Because up until this time, just about anything that has even come close to its atmosphere was just burnt up. So that was a really, really good sign of things to come, especially when we begin to talk about the energy that's here now and the energy that's sort of kind of rising up and being able to see that the rise is still there, that even though some of us may be moving in this time of darkness and we might be going through what is called those flames or those fires, that we will make it to the other side. And what's going to take us to that other side? It's going to be love and it's going to be joy. So this is the time to really start to begin to be committed to doing those things that you have a love for, first of all, and definitely those things that bring you joy. That is really the universal sign that is coming. It's for you to begin to get into those things of love and get into those things of joy. Find some time to begin to put things of love and joy in your life. This is the sign. This is the symbol. It's been put out there. So it's no longer a secret. And everybody's going to be jumping on that. And let me tell you why. You're going to see this color orange everywhere. So we'll come back. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later in the year, and you guys could say, either Miss Blue, you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to say, Miss Blue, you were absolutely right. You're going to see orange everywhere. You're going to see that orangish, reddish color everywhere, and for very good reasons. You know, when it comes to the color orange, we know that it's connected to the solar plex, the energy of the solar plex chakra that's located right above, I guess you could say, or located right at the bottom of the rib cage and around the top of the stomach. So that's that particular area. Or if you take three fingers or two fingers and put them sort of kind of right above your belly button, it's going to be in that particular area. That's where it's going to be. And this is really sort of the core, your center. This is your center, the core of you, the center. You can think of it that way as well, too, the core of your physical body. It's a very intuitive color. It's a very, very intuitive color. So it has a lot to do with that intuitive energy. The color orange has a lot to do with that. It really is about you trusting sort of your intuition or sort of what we call that gut feeling. Because a lot of change is coming up for 2012. It's going to be a time of change. A lot of energy around the change, and you'll see this. It's also the color I associated with psychic, because this is out of the core where some of that energy is felt with the psychic energy. It comes from there. Orange is a very grounding, and it's a very balancing color. Matter of fact, monks often will be dressed in the color orange and also in the color yellow. You will see that, particularly among monks coming out of the culture of Japan and China. You will see them in orange a lot because orange is a grounding color. It's the color of balance. It's also that color that we see associated with those things in prison. Sometimes prisoners are dressed in orange as well, too. I mean, they changed them to pink, a lot of them, but also that color orange. And this is the reason why for that orange. You're going to see it everywhere because they're going to be trying to bring this into balance, bring this energy into balance on the planet, really having people to really get creative. Because more than ever, like we said, so many people are leaving the planet, that have left the planet. And what is needed now is for us to be very, very creative. That's what the universal energy is calling for, is that creativity. And this orange is going to spark those colors of creativity. So you're going to start to see it even more everywhere. In clothes, there's going to be foods, there's going to be colors. They're going to start really just sort of draping the whole planet in orange. Not to mention, we're not going to get as much sunlight as we did as well. It is that color of sexuality as well, too. So that sexual energy, which is really just your life force energy, it's creative energy, it's the same thing. So creativity, sexuality, all of that is create energy right there. So that's the color right there. We're coming into a universal year, which is about five. Five is really, it has a lot to do with excitement. When we think about the five-pointed stars, you know, five is that number of balance, you know, It's sort of that number of balance. It has a lot to do with that, you know. Five petal roses, you know, is at the center. You see those things on crosses and different things. So much to go on with that, and so much to do with the color orange. You definitely want to make sure that you begin to incorporate orange into your life as much as possible. So pay attention to your intuition. Pay attention to the color of orange, because it has a lot to do with your vitality as well, too. It is the color of self-control. And more than ever, you, with all of the uprises and things that are going on, some of the color orange is going to be used for self-control. And that's what they actually put the prisoners in. They put the prisoners in that color of orange because it really sort of kind of activates that color of self-control within you. So they want to activate that color of self-control. So the color orange, you guys, definitely you want to get with that. You want to get with that. You want to get with the color orange. We're going to talk about that. So now, let's see. Let's move right on. I want to talk about the DNA box as well, too. This has a lot to do with the energy on the planet, and this is just really, really sort of one of those psycho kind of sexy, cool kind of ways that you actually can begin to work with the energy that's on the planet right now. This is really the time of the year that we call the seasons of the light. And even though it's the darkest time of the year for most of us here in the Western Hemisphere, because this is a time about the light, not the external light like the sun that we're getting, but this is really the internal light, the light that is shining within you. Now, here's something else. This year of 2012, this is where all the revelations is coming up, and it's so much anxiety that's on the planet. Now, for those of us, we know this is a wonderful and exciting time, but we cannot exude the fact that people around us is experiencing a whole lot of anxiety because of the energy. A lot of people are thinking that the world is going to end and that all of these things are going to go. I personally believe that this is really about shifting consciousness, which many of us have already gone through these 2012 events much, much earlier than now. But this is also the time of where they call the marking of the beast, the 666. So let's examine, let's take a look and see if there's some real things that's going to be going on in 2012 to really kind of pull some correspondence to these things that are going on, the 666. Yes. Now, 666, the number of the beast, this is what they're calling it. What's going to be significant that happens in 2012? We have some unique energy that's going on within our bodies that also is going to be resonating and corresponding with the energy that's also going on in the planet. And that is the 666, and that also comes with the carbon, yes, the electrons, and all of those different things. That's what the 666 is. But once these energy lines up in 2012, our carbon, our actual physical DNA in our body will change. And it's no longer going to be 666. It's going to be 616. 616. It's changing. This is changing. All of this is changing. We are going to 616. If you add 616 up, it comes to the number 13. That magical number 13. That magical number 13. So this, more than ever, is some of the most powerful time for you to begin to activate and continuously ride that energy to change your DNA, because we will have physical DNA changes that will go on. For those of us who have gotten into consciousness, we know this is something that Brother Panic speaks about a lot and others, that we've already done things to change our DNA. Your DNA physically can change within your body. Well, this is actually how we are all going to go through this change. We talked about the gateway. We've already gone through the gateway. So that 666, the marking of the beast, we know that those are electrons, those are neutrons, those are protons that are in our body. When that carbon change, when that carbon change, that is physically going to cause your cellular level in your body to change. Hint, this dawned on me. This is why now, more than ever, people have changed their diets who have never changed their diets in a very long time. I'll tell you one that I know everyone has been very shocked when he said it was Brother Bobby Hemmett. He talked about himself becoming a vegetarian. He definitely talked about his own experience about why spiritually, but I know so many people, and even myself, making some changes in my diet as well, too, eating more of those live foods. We know that the carbon, we know what carbon is. What is carbon, you guys? Think about it. What is the carbon? Let's see who can say it. Let's see who can say it. I'm not going to say it. I want to see you guys, somebody in the chat room, tell me what carbon is. What does carbon equate to in our body? I'm going to let you guys ponder that carbon. That carbon. Carbon connecting itself. What is also embellished in that carbon is the melanin. Is the melanin. This is really the rise. Rising to the number 13, becoming the 13th, rising to that level. Love, joy, passing through the sun. We are sun people coming out of darkness into the light that lives within. I'm reading the chat room for you guys there. I'm reading the chat room so you can see that. So some powerful things are really, really going on. So setting your intention and really just begin to ride that energy. We've already begun to work towards that energy. Now it's time for us to begin to ride that energy, really, because it's some universal energy that we can. We can either live on that side of fear or we can actually live on that side of love. The love side that really is going to take us into those places of our higher consciousness. So as we begin to move out of the energy of the beast, the 666, and we begin to continue to transform, because this is going to be a process for some of us, for hopefully those of us that is doing our work, we've already seen our carbon change. We've already seen that energy change from us. A lot of us have become the 616, and we're continually to go into the energy of 616. So no longer that mark of the beast that is with you. No longer is that energy holding you down. It is about you recognizing that love and joy is what's going to take you through the other side. That's what's going to get you to go through the energy of the sun and move yourself into that place that you need to be, wherever that place is for yourself. So it's going to be important. So here's what I came up with. And I started working on minds today. So hopefully you guys will take this and you'll begin to work on your DNA magical box as well, too. What's up, Rain? I had to say that. Peace to Rain in the house. Yes. This is all about change. It is about the vibration of the sun. It's about working with that color of orange. It's about recognizing the DNA change, and it's about a magical box. So here's the things that you're going to need. You're going to need a box, and you can use a shoe box, a wooden box. You can use any kind of box that you want to use. You can use any kind of box that you want to use. You absolutely can. And what you're going to be putting in the box, first, what you're going to do, I would prefer that you get a box that you can write on. So even if you have a white box or if you have a, you know, just like one of those cardboard boxes, you can take some markers, you can take some pens. And what I would encourage you to do, kind of like we did with the Triple Goddess Water, is to write some words and some signs and some symbols on there. Kind of make up your own sigils. You can make up some universal ones. I think that's good, but also throw some ones in there that don't nobody know but you. I like to do that as well, too. Make up some own, your own signs and see what that is. Make up your own signs and put them on the box. Write it on the outside of the box. And then what you're going to do, you're going to cut up 13 pieces of paper. Cut them up, 13 pieces of paper. And you're going to do them east to west. So the pieces of paper would be east to west. On each one of those papers, I want you to write down on your DNA magical box some of those things that you're striving for, some of those things that you want to accomplish. And they don't necessarily have to be those things of that you just want to do or that you just want to get. You know, but these can be things that you want to accomplish, whether those things are in on an internal level, maybe some of your spiritual work, things that you want to do, and I want you to write them on these strips of paper. And then what you're going to do is before you put them inside the box, I want you to take, you can take pictures, you can write signs and symbols, words on there. You can also use words, and you put that on the inside of the box. The box does need to have a lid on it because you want to close it up. And have those things in there. You want to send, take all of the paper and you want to put it inside the box. Once you take all of the paper and put it inside the box, then what you're going to do is you're going to put the lid on it. So now you have the whole box decorated. And then just like we charge up our crystals, just like we charge up our stones, you're going to charge this box up. And then I want you to put it somewhere. Put it somewhere that can be kind of in darkness. That can be in darkness as well. And once you put it where it can be in darkness, then what I want you to do is maybe don't go check it right away. Maybe give yourself 3 months, 6 months, or 2 months, whatever it is, and go in there and see. Because what happens is you'll see your own DNA changing. Some of those things you put in the box when you do the box now, in a couple of months you may have already accomplished them, or they may be, you may have changed. You may no longer want those things that's in the box, and it's okay. You can take those things out. Once you have manifested them, or once those things have changed, then what you want to do is you want to take the strip of paper out, and you want to burn it. And after you burn it, then you want to replace it with something else. So you'll be able to go through the box, you'll be able to see these things, and you'll also see your own DNA changing as the season goes on, as the year goes on. You're going to see all of these things changing. You'll see them changing. You'll see them changing, and you'll see the box. You'll see the things coming out of the box. And every time that you go in the box and you'll see these things that were in darkness as they manifest themselves and begin to come into the light. So that's how you make your DNA magical box. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you, the children love it too. So allow the kids to do that. How often should you go in the box? I would say give it a little bit. You'll know your spirit, your higher self is just going to move you. And say, it's time for me to check my box. Just don't check it right away. Just check it a little later. You know, give it a little bit of time. Give it a little love. Give it a little joy. You know, allow your DNA to start to kind of transform itself. Because you're going to see, you may put some things in your box and check it in 2 months and be on a whole nother level. You know that your DNA is growing every time you check that box. That's why it's called the DNA Magical Box. And this is really going to, you know, bear witness to the time that we're in. This time of our DNA that is physically changing within our body as we continue on our rise to consciousness and continue to move forward. So whenever you feel, there's no wrong or right way to check the box, but you do want to give it a chance. It's just like planting a seed. You know, if you plant a seed, you're not going to run and go look the next day and say, oh, you know, the plant's not blooming. It's got to take time. It's got to get in the ground, you know. It's sort of kind of germinate a little bit, you know. Then it's got to take root a little bit, and then you'll start to see the little sprouts coming up. And then you know that birth is going to happen. You know it's going to come to pass. So this is how we're going to work with this DNA box. And I want to encourage you guys, if you make your boxes, put them up on the Remix Family page. You know, I know a lot of you guys have made the Triple Goddess Water. Brother, I did, and put it up. So put them up there, you know, take a picture of the box and show everybody what your DNA magical box looks like. But this is excellent. Me and Baby Blue did this tonight, and we made our DNA magical boxes, and we put our things in there. So I can't wait. I can't wait until I check it a little later from now, and see what has been manifested out of the box, you know, how it's going. You know, am I still going to want these things that are in the box? How soon will I manifest these things? Because this is also going to be based upon your energy, based upon where your focus is. So, you know, you send the energy to the box, you're going to charge it up with your intention and begin to move into that energy and just work with it. So I wanted to share that with you guys. That was one of the most exciting things of the night, is just to share with you guys the DNA magical box. So do it. This is a great time. This is a great time. And I would love to hear all of the stories from you guys. But I wanted to share that information about the color orange. Significant. It's going to be key. I promise you, you're going to see a lot of orange this year, because they're really going to want us to tap into a particular energy with that orange, that emotional energy, because it's very emotional, it's very sexual, very creative as well. It's very grounding. It's an intuitive color. So this is a way that you can tap into your psychic powers, is by orange, you know, pulling out that color of the burnt orange, you know. And you can even do this in the winter months. You don't necessarily need to have the sun or have all of the powers of the sun. You can begin to work with those variations of those colors. So the color's yellow, the color's red, and the color orange. All three of those colors. We are the sun people, and so definitely... I'm laughing at someone says I'm emotional. So all of those particular colors is what you're going to begin to work with to really, really tap into that energy. So now let's see. Let's see how much time. Oh, we have plenty of time. We still have an hour and an hour and 49 minutes still left to go in the forum as we continue here live in the remix. I want to share this with you guys. The first thing I want to share with you is that the Oracle cards are done. Yay! You guys know the Oracle cards. I cannot thank Sister Pure enough. But the Oracle cards are done, and when I tell you they are amazing, they are amazing. I have a brother. He's an amazing graphic artist who's been working on the cards, and he did a fantastic job. So some of the things that you can begin to look forward to is that once I get ready to have the cards out, then I'm also going to be able to share a lot of things. Like I said, each card, it's engulfed it with numerology, colors. They also have meditations that are connected with them, a little bit of feng shui in there. Some of our comedic gods and goddesses is in there. You also have, oh, wow, it's so much. I cannot even tell you that, but I will be putting up where you can actually get the cards, and also we'll be doing some special things. The cards are going to be for everybody, brothers, sisters, everybody. These pictures, I'm telling you, Pure, we both came together, did our channeling. Everyone who's worked on the cards are melanated brothers and sisters that's very, very conscious and very much conscious in their work. So this is just going to be some magnificent energy that is coming. And those of you who've seen the pictures, wait till you see the complete package of them. They have been transformed, and nothing but good feedback on those who've been able to take the sneak peek. So I'm going to send that out to you guys so you'll be able to see it. But we'll be doing the Oracle cards, and I'll be going over all kinds of things that I've learned on that journey and working with the cards and dealing with them, how you can use them, how the whole family can use them, from children, however you want to use them in your life. We're going to talk about that, all kinds of things. These are some of the goodies to come for 2012. Another one of the things that I'll be doing is I'm going to start the Know Your Magic line again. I know you guys have been calling. I see your calls there, and I know you say, what's up, Miss Blue and Sister Munya? What's up? Y'all got the same message up here, but the Know Your Magic line will be coming back even more powerful than before. So the Know Your Magic will be coming back as well. I'll be doing that. And the Blue Blast calls, we'll still pick those Blue Blast calls up. Now, something else that I had talked about that I really wanted to have completed, and that was a lot of questions have been asked to me to really do sort of kind of like a business class. I don't really want to use the name business, but I think you guys will get what I'm saying. It's so many of you who have really found your passion in what you want to do, or either you're working in your profession or what it is you want to do, and you really want to bring that energy forth. You want to be able to tap into it spiritually and to go into it in many different levels. And so that is something that Spirit sort of have birthed in me, and toppled by just my professional skills and the skills that I have spiritually coming together, I am putting together an amazing class, and it is coming. And I'm only going to work with a very small group of people, so I will be letting you guys know once that's available. I wanted to get it in before the end of the year, but you know how it is. You can't rush Spirit. Can't rush it. So I don't want to rush it. So when the time is right, when it's time for it to be birthed, we're going to birth it, and it will come out. Sister Manya will probably send you guys notifications as well. But it's coming soon, so hold that thought. It's coming soon. I'm not ruling out the end of the year, but it's coming soon. We know how fast time is moving. It's already the 16th. Before you know it, it's the 1st. So I will let you guys know, but it's going to be some really – I'm going to show you how to tap into the spirit of whatever you're doing, how to raise that energy, how to connect with it, really, how to just sort of kind of map out your DNA with it, how to really just encompass your DNA in what you're doing and bring those things together, bring them together, you know, just sort of kind of how our chromosomes sort of kind of merge together. So it really is going to be almost like a melanin awakening class, because this is about you fusing sort of your melanin. You know, Dr. Ann Brown talked about how melanin connects itself and it merges itself into everything. So there's not like one particular area it stays in. And that's what you need to do, particularly when we're talking about getting into your spiritual work and really sort of kind of taking that journey. And it doesn't matter if you're a mother, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, it doesn't matter. You want to immerse yourself into what you're doing when you're trying to raise the consciousness of yourself. And so that's the part of the business component we'll be speaking to. Not to the mundane side. We're going to be speaking to the spiritual side, the higher side of it, and talking into that as well. So look forward to that. Then there is another amazing project. I'm not going to tell too much about it, but it's coming up. It's coming up. I'll just give you a hint. It's something that myself, Sister Manya, and Esther is working on. And we've been working on it for a little while. But that's going to be coming up. It's going to be coming up. And it's, oh, wow. I don't even know what to tell you guys. Yeah, it's going to be pretty big, like the big, big bang. It's going to be the big, big bang. That's what it's going to be. And so lots of projects coming up as well. This is a great time for those of you who have not purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. This is a great time to do that. It's an excellent time. This workbook, four-part workbook, and we get emails all day, every day, from brothers and sisters across the planet. Because no longer can I say here, but everywhere that audiobook has been in Japan, it's been in the UK, it's been in France, different parts of Africa, it's been in New Zealand, it has been downloaded and circumvented all around the world. That people have really tapped into this energy, they're still working with it and doing amazing things. So many amazing stories that have come out of this, that if you have not purchased, downloaded the audio workbook, or if there is someone you know that wants this and you want to gift it to them, this is a great time to do it. It's about really setting those intentions, tapping into knowing your magic, and really getting into this. We're going to be doing more shows like we did, bringing on some of you guys, the Remix family members. I want to do more of that. And also some brothers, too, because I've met some more amazing brothers doing some great things. So I definitely have recognized I haven't forgot about you guys. I haven't forgot about you, brothers. I definitely want to do that as well. But if you haven't downloaded the audio workbook, I would encourage you to do it. And you can actually just go to www.msms. Blue, B-L-U-E, Blast, BLAST.com. And you can download it. There's no waiting. Download it instantly, and it is yours, and you can listen to it. I'm going to go over it really, really quick, and then we're actually going to open up the phone lines and take some calls. I want you guys to think about it. The readings still going fantastic. Still got lots of baby readings to get out before the end of the year, so that's going to be one of my main focuses, is to work with the babies, and the big people too. Work with you guys too, but love the babies. And get that out as well too. So I'll still be doing that, still be working on that. Sunday night, don't forget, Brother Panic's going to be here live. We're going to be doing a Q&A as well, doing that. But I just want to tell you guys, if you haven't heard, some of you for the first time, yes, that's the website, www.msblueblast.com. That's it. And it's a four-part series. Section one is about creation magic. It's about how to create magic in your life. It's about understanding signs and symbols, about you tapping into your subconscious mind and using everyday magic. It's about juicy juices and rotten apples. We did that exercise here. It came from the Blue Blast call. Everyone loved it so much, I put it in the audio workbook. This workbook is really about you doing you on your terms. So it's about knowing your magic. It's about knowing who you are and doing it your way. You get to set up that blueprint for yourself. So all of this is about you tapping into that pure essence of your creativity. Section two, and this is some of the favorites. I'm not going to call people out, but I know some people that love this section. I love it as well. It's called It's Time to Get Naked. And literally in this section, we talk about, I share with you about understanding your blueprint, your DNA blueprint, your belief system. Who are you really? Yes, see Kali Mar saying that's her favorite part. I know it's quite a few people's favorite part. It's about how to get naked. And we actually talk about a time when you're naked to begin to get into this energy, because it's some fantastic energy there too. And how to dance with your dark side, because it's important that we recognize these things within ourselves that are light, but we need to also recognize those things that is a part of our dark side as well too. So how to just really kind of get real psycho, sexy, and cool with that dark side of yourself. And also codes for understanding your dreams. So many times we talk about that, and I really show you how you can begin to get into your own dream journal so that you can have sort of that authentic blueprint for yourself of your dream journal. And then I finally take you into the energy where you can begin to release your cosmic orgasm. That is really sort of that orgasm, that frequency, that vibration that you send out into the universe. You know that vibration that really sort of kind of send that reflection back to you? That vibration, I'm laughing at Rising Sun. You know that vibration, that vibration that you send out into the universe and that vibration comes back to you? Yeah. That's what you do. You really, really release your cosmic orgasm the way that you want to release it. And then in section three, this is all about smooth talk and wisdom. It's really about activating your magical energy points. It's about new beginnings. It's about smooth talk, and it's about tapping into your wisdom, tapping into that wisdom within yourself so that you can continue to move forward on your path and your journey and really using those things of wisdom that you know. Section four is about your divine destiny, and it's really about recognizing and understanding the difference between fate and destiny. It's about tapping into your temple energy, you know. It's also about how to connect with the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and the metals, because we know that we're made up of all the different elements. And so really how to begin to tap into each one of those. And then the other one is about using meditation to connect with your destiny. And this audio workbook, I give it to you raw. It's raw. It is. And you get to really, really do it. Life, your terms, your way. And that's why I call it the Psycho Sexy Cool audio workbook, because, you know, you're going to be, you know, doing a little bit of crazy stuff. It's going to get a little psycho. And it's going to be sexy at the same time. It wouldn't be blue if I didn't kind of get a little sexy with it. And, you know, but it's still going to be cool. You know, it really is. It's going to go down nice and smooth for you. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Definitely pick it up. Like I said, www.nsblueblast.com. And definitely check it out. You can download it right away. We're still doing the readings. For those of you who want to have readings, you can always email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. There is a waiting list, but it is divine timing. I believe that. And trust me, it will happen. But I also want you guys to call in. And I want you guys to call in, and I want you to share some of your moments. If you want to share some of those things about what you like about the audiobook, or even if you want to share some things about the readings as well, too, you can definitely call in at this time. Share some of your favorite remix moments as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call as well. And as well, too, and definitely call in. That this will be a great time. Press 1 when you're on the phone lines. I would like to have you guys share some of those experiences as well as we're here in the chat room. Okay. All right. So, Let's see. We're going to go to the phone lines. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines as well, too. And we'll definitely go from there. So we'd love to hear from you guys as well. We're live in the remix, everybody. Let me go up. Oops. Hold on a second. My board kind of locked up on me. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm moving around too much over here. Hold on a second. Oh, there I go. There I go. All right. Oh, wow. It's a lot of you on the phone lines. Yes, we'll go to the phone lines. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 443? Okay. They obviously aren't doing that. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia.
Greetings to you, No Thing. How are you?
I'm chilling. Hey, I just want to, I had a question. And I'm gonna call in on Sunday and ask the same question, but I want to hear your insight on it. What is the thing with black people and mama jokes? Like, you know how you say something about somebody's mama, like they don't play that. What do you think that is?
Wow. What do I think it is about mama jokes? Like when you say something about somebody's mama, why that's not a joke? Well, because you have a definite connection, most of us, to our mamas, and particularly us as melanin people, not in all cases, but I'll say in most cases, you know, really somebody talking about your mama, they talking about you.
Okay.
We're just smart enough to figure, we're smart enough to figure it out. You understand? I mean, that's not a trick. Somebody say something about your, they talking about you, you know, and, you know. So mamas is kind of off limit because that's where you came from. We recognize, you know, even though we play or we say that we may not be conscious enough, but we're conscious enough to know that our mamas are the mothers and fathers of everything on the earth, and that should be respected at all costs.
Okay. I knew it was a deeper meaning behind it. That's why I just want to hear your insight on it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Yo mama. No. Yo mama. No. Yo mama. Okay, calling in from area code 214. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 214? 214. Don't press 1, you guys, if you're not talking. So, I don't know. They may be over there playing yo mama jokes. Okay, 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 337?
Oh, hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, this is Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings, Kendra. You all right over there?
I'm doing fine. I didn't realize I pressed 1. It just went on the switchboard, so I wasn't prepared. I didn't think he was talking.
It's okay. It's all right, Kendra. It's okay. So you don't have a question. All right. That's all right.
All right. All right, peace and love.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Where you're from.
Hello.
619.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Hello?
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 Yes, who's on the phone, please?
Miss Blue?
Yes, this is Miss Blue.
Oh, well, I didn't even know I pushed 1. Okay, Mrs. Nakia, I really was just listening. I don't even remember pushing 1.
Okay, well, it's
listening.
Good to have. Okay, well, that's good. You know,
I'm enjoying myself. I can't say that. I'm loving it.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Okay, wow, y'all are too much. We're going to go beautiful. Love you guys. Let's see. Calling in from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Have a good night.
Hello, good night. Yes?
Yes, this is Yun Soo from the chat room.
Okay, greetings to you.
Greetings to everybody in the chat room.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Trinidad.
From Trinidad, okay, greetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to say on behalf of all the guys, thanks for the love. We really felt it. I could speak to myself, yeah, it was really nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was telling Kalima that I saw the comet, probably it was, I believe it was Thursday night. Thursday night, I saw the comet. I was with my cousin. We were sitting on a ledge.
Yes.
Outside. On the street, and he was just talking and stuff. I was actually telling him some stuff, some conscious stuff. Now, well, I wasn't telling him. I was just talking to him. His name is Angel.
Yes.
And I was telling him about some of the studies that I was doing and thing. And
yes.
And he was listening to me, and I end up just happened to see the comet just whiz by. Now when it is we were sitting down, we were facing east. We were facing east. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it is, I just happened to see it over my left shoulder. So
beautiful.
It was heading west, and it just zipped through the atmosphere for a little piece, and it just went back out. You know? Yeah.
Yes.
It was really
beautiful.
Nice. It was really nice, and I didn't think nothing of it, because you know, they say anytime you see a comet, you had a wish on the star, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know. By the way, does it have any merit to that saying?
Oh yes, that's what I talked about, and definitely you being present there, that is letting you know, that comet going through, making it to the other side.
And Kalima, by the way, hi Kalima, I think she confirmed that it was Lovejoy or so, because I wasn't sure on her, because I know it have a lot of comets out, I know it have a lot of activity in the solar system, seeing that we coming
yes.
into this this juncture in space, you know.
Yes. It is a powerful sign that you were able to physically witness it as well too. So definitely take that as your love. Take it as your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we talked about.
And it just so and you was talking about the what do you call it, the burnt orange. So I should surround myself. In addition to the green, remember you suggested that taking more green to get in tune with the higher chakras. I should also get in the orange, more orange, at the point of orange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would definitely work on the DNA magic box.
Okay, well, beautiful.
That's something I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, as always, a pleasure talking. By the way, I want to send some love to Esther, LaBlue, Aisha, Sandra T. I just want to big up everybody in the chat room. It's very nice. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Much peace and love. Love, joy to you as
yes.
well.
Thank
love
you.
Love to you as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, how beautiful. Got to love the brothers. That's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917?
Which?
Okay. They're doing something else. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 312. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Mrs. Blue. This is Esther.
Oh,
wow.
Greetings, Esther. Yeah, wow. Everybody just
nice.
Press one. The energy is high. It's so high. It's so high tonight.
Wow. Well, I was calling to share the question that you asked about reading. Back on the process, I wanted to kind of call and share a little bit about what happened when I got my first reading. I mentioned to you and to some other people that I had been watching Bobby Hemmett and Phil Valentine and stuff since I was, like, 17. And so I knew all the lectures, and I would read a lot, just kind of interested in it. I'm not necessarily calling myself conscious, because I always thought this in the conscious community, and I wasn't, quote-unquote, accepted because I'm light-skinned and my hair happens to be straight and, you know. So anyway.
Right.
So I kind of always just was ready and keep it to myself. But for a while, I felt like I was really a passive learner of the information. And so when I would watch the lectures, I would see Bobby doing libations and calling out the names and everything. I didn't have a connection to that, because that wasn't really, you know, things that I didn't feel like I could do that just based on watching lectures and just kind of hearing the information and regurgitating the information. And so when I got my reading, actually when I signed up for my reading, what started happening was all these things within me started coming up. All of a sudden, I had an interest in researching a lot of the things that are related to metaphysics. I would go out and I'm like, oh, I'm going to stop in this little, you know, magic shop and see what they got over here. I'm going to go buy some candles. I'm going to go buy some crystals just in preparation for the reading. Not even really going and going all deep on it, but just because my mind was starting to get kind of acclimated towards that. And once I had the reading, I like was like sold because it was actual work for me to do. And so I went from being very passive in the experience to being very active. And once I took the first step, things just started to fall into place. It was like after that, it was this great transformation. And even people who know me, they were facing me, and I don't know if they're really trying to hate or diss or something, but they'll be like, you're just so different now, because it literally just started to come out. but it was always there.
Beautiful.
But it never came out, you know, in that way. It was always there. I always had this knowledge in me. It's just that now I started to act on it. And that's really what the readings do. And you give so much information about things that you've been dealing with a lifetime, you know what I'm saying? Like things that have been going on with you forever, and now you have the ways to really explain it, to really tackle it, and to change the behavior. And so that, I think that was 2 years ago that I got my first reading, and I'm still working on stuff from that. And I convinced to be a pastor. And so it's a lot of stuff that makes you really go within and you really handle those internal things within you that you've always dealt with. You give us the tools. Especially, of course, everything else that you do on the remix and all the other guests that come on, it really is about empowering you to make changes on yourself. And I felt so, I've never had a feeling like that. This is what I've always been looking for when it comes down to being able to do my work, to have those tools and that stuff to really send you on your way so that you don't have to depend on anybody. You know, now I know what all this stuff means. Now I can go out, I feel comfortable in going out and doing my work and, you know, trying new things. I don't feel like I have to watch a lecture or go talk on Facebook to somebody about some stuff. You know, it's, okay, this is Esther knowing her magic. So let me see what it's doing, you know? So, yeah. So it's been magnificent. And thank you. And thank all the Remix family as well.
Well, definitely thank you as well, too. And that's my intent. So very good. And I know for you, Esther, you had all of the readings, didn't you? Because you were one of the first.
One of the first.
And it's good because my vision for the readings is all about empowerment. That's what the whole remix is. What I do, I feel that each and every one of you can do it, and so. Whenever I have a reading with someone and I'm able to give you tools, give you things that are not just random things, but things that are really connected with you and really kind of give you that understanding so you can empower yourself and then you can begin to do the readings for yourself. So many times after that, like Esther would call me and tell me things, hey, look what I figured out, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wow, okay, yes, you got it. You know, hence saying that's how, because of all of you, Know Your Magic came up with, because everybody began to know their magic. And what can be more beautiful than that? You know, one thing I don't do, and I said I was going to talk about this. This was something me and Esther also talked about as well. And I kind of stayed away from it. Like, I never tell people what reading to get. Like, I never say, first you need to get this, then you need to get this, and then you need to get this. I don't say that. But I noticed that for those who really, like, got all three, it really was a little different for them. And I'm just curious, Esther, if you would elaborate on that, because I know you had them all three.
Yeah. I really think that you need to kind of start with the just regular reading. I guess you just call it the sacred session now. I feel like that's just because what happens in the sacred session is you really get that insight on who you are right now and kind of the things that are going on with you right now that you have the ability to kind of investigate and really change or kind of see the connections to kind of some issues that are going on in your life. And when you get that, you get kind of the framework on who you are. And everybody is at different stages, so everybody got different stuff going on. But we all can get help with kind of getting back in touch, and getting back aligned with the things that, you know, it is that we want to do. And so that fake perception, first of all, is long. I mean, it's long for a reading, it's an hour and a half. You get so much information on, okay, this is the crystals you should use. You know, here are books. Here are other things you should try. So there's a lot of work for you to do. And once you come out of that session, you're going to have time to do that. And you also kind of know that you should expect some changes. The Akashic records, which are great, oh, my God, and it's really exciting. And so I know what the draw is for that because it's like, wow, you know, you really want to know what the history is. But the Akashic record, really, it builds on your original reading because you'll see that things that you touched on there are going to come out in the Akashic. You'll find out that's kind of in your lifeline. That's kind of things that you've been dealing with all your life. So if you start with that, you'll kind of get some information and it'll be like, oh, great. But that's just looking at a past life, at one past life. Some of those main threads will be there, but really you probably want a more holistic view of what's going on. So you want to stay, you know, start with that sacred session and then kind of progress for further, I think, once you have it covered. You know, I agree that there shouldn't be per se an order because people have choice and everything, but I just think that the information that's given, the work that's given, the things that you have to kind of go out and investigate on your own, that really gives you the proper grounding and the proper framework to get the rest of the readings. Because once you get that additional information, it's kind of a higher level, in my opinion, of information that you get. Because now you're taking these things and you're going, okay, now that I'm on my path, now that I'm doing my work, how does, you know, my lifeline tie into this? Now how do I take those steps to change things or to, you know, get myself really in line with my DNA and with everything else that I've been doing all my life? And those are some huge steps. Let me just say from experience, it's a major, major step. Stuff you be like, okay, I know why this is good, but how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get, you know? So, yeah.
Yes. Well, beautiful, beautiful. I have definitely, you know, enjoyed, you know, this journey, and definitely thank you so much, you know, for sharing that as well too. I know that your sessions were powerful. All of them are powerful. I mean, each and every time that I do them, it is really an opportunity for me to take a reflection. So we get to look at the micro and then we look at the macro, because one of the things that I recognize very early is that every time I do a reading, I'm really having a reflection, you know, and to some degree, you know, it's helping to build both of our templates. It's causing sort of that when we talk about coming from the 666 to going to the 616, you know, coming into the 13th. And you can see that so many people have emailed their reflections back, told me different stories, you know, things of how their life changed. And I want to kind of just elaborate on the change for just a minute. Not changing in the fact that there's something wrong with you, because that's not it. This is really just sort of kind of like Esther was saying, getting in touch with your higher self, you know, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest for you and everything that is connected with you. You know, those things that are connected with you on an Akashic level, you know, those things that are going on with you in your life at this particular time. We all need clarity. This experience, science, whatever we want to call it, of readings is something that has been going on since the beginning of time. It is definitely not new. I definitely sit in the position of honor and also being humble of being in this position to be able to share and channel this energy for you and give it. So I try to stay very, very balanced in that and really kind of take a holistic view. And I get just as excited with you guys as well. you know, because I keep myself in that place so that I can give you 100% when I'm in the reading. And so sometimes, you know, spirit will have something lined up so it can sort of kind of come into it when it is. I also do the holistic readings as well, too, and those and the baby lotus readings, you know, for the babies. And, you know, it's just an amazing journey. It really is. And so
you're
thank
right
you.
About
I can't thank
you. You are right about that. It's not a bad change, but it will affect some things in your life, because once you turn on that inner light comes out, and it could have already kind of been present. I mean, I know for me, mine was pretty present, but it just kind of went to the next level. And so it's just that people around you will notice it. And it's a good thing, but some people don't like it, or they're kind of like they want to old you or something like that. So that's what I mean. When people were telling me I was different, a lot of them were saying that, like, oh, I want the old after that. I want, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I mean. The changes are awesome. They are wonderful because you feel it. And you know that, I mean, the most awesome feeling in the world is to be going through a process and you are fully aware and fully controlled in every stance, and you're making decisions based on things that feel right to you. That's the most powerful feeling in the world, you know? So I love that. I love that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Esther. And stay close.
I will.
All right. Peace. All right. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Sandra T. calling in.
Greetings, Sandra T.
I pressed one.
Yes, you did. You sure did.
I am calling in because I actually want to talk about my reading as well, but I first wanted to talk about the orange color, because I had an experience about 3 months ago where I felt like I really needed an orange crystal. It was just, it was inside of me, and I was just, I didn't know where it was coming from, but spirit was just saying, get an orange crystal.
Right,
and
right.
I wanted a burnt orange crystal. And so what I did was I got in contact with Gladys, because she's fantastic with the crystals.
Right.
And I emailed Gladys, and I told her that I don't know the name of it. I don't know anything else.
Was it the sunstone?
No, what she ended up doing is she will do this. Her husband and her, they will kind of like read you and see what you need. And so they chose a zincite for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they sent me this wonderful zincite, and they sent me that as well as I'd been looking for looking for amber. And they had this pendant that they'd had for many, many years that they never wanted to part with, and her husband said to her that she needs to have this pendant. So they sent me the pendant, they sent me the zincite, and it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very powerful. So I'd never even known that there was something like that. So when you were talking about next year and the orange, being very strong, I was like, okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Beautiful.
It makes a lot of sense. So, but I also wanted to talk about what my reading did for me, and just to kind of put it in a nutshell, it's kind of like I felt as though I was walking through life blind and with a walking cane. And after I had my I knew things based on the feel of it and based on not really trusting what I knew was inside of me all the time. Because I'd always been told growing up, you know, that thing inside of you was always bad, or, you know, you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, you know, all of that. And so when I left that behind, I didn't really have a place to go, because if you're in a place where you're thinking you always have to be led, then when you leave that, it's like, okay, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
So what the reading did for me was it it kicked away the cane. It made me open my eyes and let me know that it's actually inside of me. I mean, and I could see myself down past the cellular level, straight through the spiritual. And I knew these things were always here.
Right.
And I just didn't have the tools to get to it. I didn't have the tools to connect. I was disconnected.
Yes. Beautiful.
And so,
beautiful.
Yeah, that's what it did for me. And I have to say that I've had experiences in my childhood that really places where I was accessing spirit that I had no clue until now. Now that I know what it was,
yes.
what it is, now I know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And one small example I'll give you is where I lived, I grew up in Canada, in Toronto, and there's a city called Scarborough, and there's a street, a very popular street called Eglinton Avenue, and my sister and I were crossing Eglinton Avenue. It's very busy. It's like it's an eight-lane street, so lots of traffic.
I know about busy streets.
Yeah, so my mother always said, don't always cross at the traffic light, but, you know, we didn't. And so this one particular day, we got off the bus, and we were on the east side of the street. We need to cross over to the west side. And so we were maybe about eight, and she was 10 years old, and we crossed into the middle. And as we crossed into the middle, waiting for the traffic to clear, this car came out of nowhere and started barreling towards us. And I saw that the driver had a heart attack, so he just, there was no one there. You just saw them, like, slumped over, and the car came straight towards us. And I remember closing my eyes, and I remember grabbing my sister's hand, and I remember visualizing us on the other side of the street.
Right.
And when
yeah.
I opened my eyes, we were on the other side of the street.
That's what
that is. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and it was one of those, we shall never speak of this again.
Yes, yes.
No one said anything after that, but I knew the feeling of when I closed my eyes and did that. I know that feeling now. I know what that is.
Yes.
Now that I am in spirit and I am aware of what's going on, and because of the reading, now I know what these things are.
Beautiful, beautiful, powerful too. I know you shared some thoughts, and thank you so much for that, Sandra. Sandra's one of the sisters that come on the Blue Blast call a lot. And we have a lot of fun on the Blue Blast calls when we do them. And we do a lot of magical things. You think we get real kind of crazy here on the Remix? You got to drop in on one of those Blue Blast calls because we get kind of real. We get real crazy, you know, and we do all kinds of things. Like, when it talks about really activating sort of those portals within yourself, those psychic portals, because I started the Blue Blast calls, I wanted to really just keep that empowerment going from the readings. So anyone who's had a reading, waiting to have a reading, you get to be on those calls. And I do them sporadically. They're supposed to only be 15 minutes, but anybody who's on the call will tell you that they don't. Some nights they are an all-nighter, and we are consciously really tapping in, doing all kinds of exercises, a lot of the things that's in the audio workbook that really gets you to open up your psychic ability, tap into that energy of your higher self, and do it on your terms. And, I mean, I really did some challenging things. Like, it's not easy exercises. I know it's a lot of books out there where you can do things and they make the exercises, but it's a little different when you have a partner. And your partner's not Miss Blue. So there's no faking it. And they're posting on the Facebook wall. So there's no, oh, I'm going to pretend I got it right and yes, I did it. No, this is really the rawness of it. And talk about tapping in. Esther and Sandra are the two sisters. When I'm on there, I really have to kind of not block them out because they will try to guess immediately. They will guess. They will guess. It's not a guess as in guessing, but they will know and pick up the frequency. And me and Sister Manya will be laughing because they will. I'll be like, okay, this is what. And next thing you know, they've already posted their answer. I'm like, what kind of crystal am I holding, and what am I doing? Where's my other hand? Is it on my head? Is it on my leg? You know, and so everyone who joins the calls that are regular, Brother I, you know, Kali Mar drops by. Of course, Sister Munya is there. Who else is on there with us? I can't think of the sister's name. It's so many of you guys who've dropped by. That is definitely Griffin, you know, that is on the calls as well, and we're just all doing it. So really cool. If you guys have not, after the first of the year, we'll do that as well. But I wanted you to talk about, because you had left me a message on Facebook about the audio workbook as well. Oh, yeah, no tap out.
Yes, go ahead. The audio workbook for me, the second part, the getting naked part, I think that for me was the most profound, because I was able to tap into places that I didn't know I was still hurting in, or withholding pain in, things that I'd forgotten, things I'd pushed way, way back, and years, 20 years ago. And when I did that, I mean, I had total recall, because you have to go in. There's no faking it with the audio work. You're the only one there. So if you're going to fake it, you're going to be doing a disservice to yourself.
Yeah.
And with the audio workbook, that second part really just, I mean, I went into places I'd completely forgotten about. I got into places of trauma I forgot about, because, you know, sometimes when trauma comes, you just push it back and you forget about it, and you just you know, deal with it another time, or you don't deal with it at all. So that's what it did for me. I was able to go into that place, revisit that place, and then spin it into what I wanted it to be.
Yeah,
versus
change it.
What it really was. I was able to change it, you know, as it said in the book, and it moved mountains for me, because it had been holding me back and I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know it. And that was another thing that came up in my reading, too, about my logical mind always trumping my higher self.
Yes.
Every time. Every time. So I was able to balance that out. Now I'm listening more to the higher self when we have our blue blasts, and, you know, we do the colors, and, you know, you see the color, but then you second-guess yourself. No, you just go with the first one, because it's usually the right one.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, Sandra emailed me and she said, I am committed to getting naked every day. I said, I hear you, sister. I'm committed to getting naked too.
Everyone
knows. I'm really, really, that was my intention for it. I was so excited when I finished the project of the audio workbook. And what happened is, I thought you guys were just going to, you know, because I always brag on the Remix family. You guys are some of the most amazing people I know that I've encountered in my life. And I thought everybody would just be done in a week. And I started going to people going, okay, well, how's it going? And they're like, okay, I'm still on part one. I was like, oh, you're still on part one? They was like, yeah, that's a lot of work. Or I'm just on part two. I'm just getting to part three. You know, just stories from all over about tapping in and getting into that energy and really just being able to work it. So the goal is really another tool for empowerment, and I couldn't be more honored than to, you know, get that feedback from you that you were able to do that. Because we can change the past. We really can. You know, we can change the past, you know. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for all you do. I really appreciate it.
Likewise, peace and love to you as well.
Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, we're going to continue here live in the Remix. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from 540. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, No Thang, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia.
Are you calling in again, No Thang, and you want to know more about your mama?
No, I got another question, though. I think you touched on it a little bit, but I just want you to touch on it a little bit more, because I think this relates to everybody in the conscious community, or everybody that's in a part of the Remix family. As we move forward, and those who deny looking inward and embracing the light and walk deeper into darkness and ignorance. How do we deal with those people?
Well, I think the same way that you deal with anything that's not a part of you. On some levels, the first question is, you're always going to have people who don't agree with you. You understand what I'm saying? This is not about sort of becoming sort of some religious, because our religious mindset says that we should all be the same. You know, everything has to go a same way or a certain thing. No one should really offend you by their thoughts and their ideas, because just like you get to stand on your truth, they're allowed to stand on theirs. Other people, everybody came back to do what they did. And would you want somebody to tell you what you should be doing? Suppose someone says, no thing, you need to be in church every Sunday. That's what you need to be doing. So no more than you want them telling you what to do, should you want to tell them what to do. I think it is about respecting our differences, respecting it, recognizing that they can. If they choose to be in that negative energy, then ask yourself, why are you constantly going in the circle jerk with them?
Mm.
Why? Because there should be no confrontation.
Okay. I see you.
Yeah. So you should not. There are many different ways to light. And everyone gets to choose their own path to lightness. And if you find yourself always struggling, always battling, that's a reflection you need to take a look at.
Okay.
And see why that's happening. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So, yes, very good question. Yes, a lot of times that happens, but you should really, really, that should not be the place that you want to vibrate. There is a level where we all come together on oneness, and that's where we should stay. Let's go to the next level. Let's see, caller calling in from 337. You're live in the remix.
Hello, Ms. Blue, this is Kendra. I'm ready to speak this time.
Okay, greetings to you, Kendra.
All right. I want to speak about a review done. I want to tell you thank you. Like, whenever my mind, like, I would speak to other people, and they would just let me cry. And that time when you just, like, stop, I felt you really did that in love. And I've been meditating and stuff. Like, I have anxiety or whatever, but whenever my mind goes different places, I just hear your voice when you say stop, and that's what I tell myself. So I want to tell you thank you about that reading you had done for me.
Oh, thank you as well. Yeah, that's when I say stop, and then you say
stop.
I'm back. Yeah, sometimes we have to know how to bring ourselves back, because sometimes it's not going to be somebody there to help you come back. You got to be able to bring yourself back. Yeah. You got to be able to bring yourself back. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Really. Thank you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Tony. How are you?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. This is my first time ever calling you, so I've kind of got like one of those lotto smiles on my face.
Oh, well, first time.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time, though, you and Brother Panic, and
beautiful.
I noticed there's a movement of some of the teachers to come down to Atlanta. So I'm originally from New York, so I wanted to know if you're giving any short readings today at all. I know sometimes I've heard you do that, so I wanted to see if that was possible, and then I could kind of sign up for maybe one of the long ones.
Well, Tony, I said I wasn't going to do it, Tony, but since you said this your first time calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
First time calling in, Tony. How can I say no? How could I say no? So, Tony, tell me, what is going on with you? I know your energy is a little low. It doesn't take any kind of energy to figure that out. I know you got some things going on. Tell me what area you want me to begin to start taking a look at.
I guess home and career are probably the two things to look at.
Mm-hmm. I need you to tell me where you want to focus. Well, you don't have to. If you just want to talk about home and you want to talk about careers, we can do that. We can talk about homes and we can talk about careers. Two things that I will tell you. Of course, you know, this is a mini reading, so, you know, it won't be able to go as in-depth or detailed as if it was a real reading. Immediately, one of the things that I feel that once I sort of kind of get into your energy, the color, if I could just tell you about the color that I feel around you, is the color violet, sort of kind of like that indigo, sort of kind of violet color, the color that's primarily connected, you know, more so with the crown chakra, that kind of color. I feel that color. Now, one of the things about that color, Tony, it is the color, it's a color of enlightenment, you know. It really is a color of illumination. That's why it's connected, you know, with the crown chakra, that violet color. It really sort of kind of, if you were looking at the vibration that's trying to be burst out of that, it is the vibration of I can. And that's what I hear you say. I hear you whispering that to yourself, I can. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. This is really the energy that I hear. This has a lot to do with your thoughts. Now, you have a lot of this violet sort of kind of indigo color around you, more so the violet. And what that also tells me is that what you've begun to do at this particular time, especially when it comes to those things at home and also when it comes to those things dealing with your finances, you've begun to turn your emotions inward. So you've gotten to the point where you're really in the place of thought, but you're not expressing those thoughts. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say probably true.
Yeah. So here's what Spirit is saying, that when it comes to your finances, when it comes to your job that you're at, I see that this particular job that you're at, why do I feel... Are you in the position where you feel that you might lose your job, or have you lost it?
I just lost a position.
Okay,
because
that's what I...
But I, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I lost a position recently, and I had kept a position prior to that without them knowing that I still had it, because I had that kind of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that now, which I really kind of wanted to do, but I was kind of held back because the other one was paying more money at the time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it just feels like your passion is not there for you. I do see some shifts coming for you. Maybe I'm going to say I kind of suck with time, you know, because they kind of all run together with me, but I'll just kind of put something out there. I'm going to say maybe 3 to 4 months from now, I see a big shift that's coming for you, a change, where it comes into the work environment in that particular area. What it's going to take is for you to ignite your passion, because you've almost lost sort of that fire you used to have inside of you for your passion, for your work, what you did. And now what you're doing is really equating that to the money that you're making. And so what I need you to do is sort of kind of like in the RE, I need you to come back to the middle and recognize that you are still the person who you are, this great, magnificent, wonderful, loving person, and you're not defined by the work you do.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a question to you?
You can.
The question is, I'm trying to get my thoughts together here. The question is, my spirituality sometimes is very strong. you know, especially when I start talking to somebody, you know, just building with somebody, I find that my spirituality starts to really rise up. But I'm finding that the work I do, you know, being stuck in a matrix sometimes gives me the feeling of I can't seem to get to where I want to be spiritually because the matrix is always, as Bobby Hammett once said, I don't have to work a job so I can pay attention to this all the time. You know, I mean, I have my unk on and stuff like that most of the time during the day, but it's still, I get so distracted by the worldly things around me that sometimes I feel like I'm being, as when I start to fill up, it just goes right out. You know what I mean? So from all the distractions that they do. And I'm wrestling with, I'm also wrestling with the material world, you know, because I have a passion for cause and I'm feeling the guilt like if I start that, you know, it's a true passion from when I was little. And I'm wondering whether or not if that is kind of, you know, I'm feeling like I shouldn't be paying attention to any of that anymore because I'm supposed to be the spiritual person now. You know, like I'm supposed to leave that alone because it's material. But yet I live in this world where I said to myself, this is my passion. Why should I ignore it? It's not, I don't see it as materialistic. I see it as something that, you know, is part of my creativity because it's an old car that I fixed up. So I feel
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that somehow maybe you kind of, I don't want to say misconstrued or kind of got a little mixed up there. Let me see if I can offer you some clarity based upon my understanding of it. We are both Clark Kent and Superman, and we have to be both here. That's the reason you came to the planet. And no one came back to the planet to be so spiritual that they could not be here. So things like really having a passion, all of those things are things that are connected with you. These are things that we talk about in the sessions, that we talk about in the readings. These are things that happen also with the Akashic Record reading. Certain things are calling you because all of these things, everything that is located here, it's all about signs and symbols. It's not about you really being engulfed into the physical world. If you can recognize the difference, then you know when something is connected to you. Right? So there's a difference between saying I'm chasing a dollar and saying that this car right here, you know, really working with these cars and doing this, this is definitely something that I'm connected to. This is definitely something that I feel that I have this desire to begin to work with. That is what you want to begin to do. That's what you want to do. You want to work with that and you want to begin to, you want to work with that and you want to begin to stay true to that energy. So it's not about you. If you feel that it is your place to just get up, walk out of your job and start doing that, then you can. There are people who've done that, you know. So if you feel that's your path, you get to say, you know, you actually begin to get to say that. You do.
Because I love the work I do because I work with people in the medical profession. But the job I just had conflict with, the first job, so to speak, we'll call it that I don't have now, like it was really draining me, and that's probably what you're feeling. The second one was the one I really loved, but it requires more work for me to make the income that I would feel a little bit more comfortable with around having to pay for things, for lack of a better word.
Okay, well, and here's a suggestion, because we can't do a full reading here. Here's what I'm going to suggest to you. If it is something that you want, everything, money is just currency. And I'll tell you something else. This is a channel that I actually got from Steve Jobs, where one of the things that he said is that money, and I used to work for Apple, by the way, a statement he made, and this is when all of this just became very crystal clear to me. When the U.S., when our president was talking about the United States being in sort of debt, beyond debt, and other countries such as Europe really just crumbling their economy. Steve Jobs got on TV and said, Apple has more money than all the money that's in the United States. There's not a problem with currency. You understand? Because money is just currency. That's all it is. If you right. know how to go with the current, then you don't have to worry about it. You yeah. do not have to worry about it. You're not going to have to worry about it. Where the disnamer is, if you can just hear me on this right here, is that you're thinking that in order for you to do what you need to do, you need to make more money. See, this is where you're getting out of balance with it, because now it's not about you chasing your passion. It's about you chasing the dollar, and that's where you're going to shift the energy and cause blocks within yourself. And right now, I can tell you, you have those blocks.
Right.
Those blocks right. are within you, because that's where you're putting your focus. Put your focus into manifesting what you want to have. Take the energy off of money. Money cannot hold anything. If you were to be locked in a room right now with $1 million and that room door is locked, there is absolutely nothing you can do with that money. You are just sitting there with paper.
That's true.
This is just an illusion of what they want you to think that this money is. And the goal, this is the goal that Steve Jobs really kind of helped me to see and understand. By the way, if you didn't get his autobiography, that's a great one.
Okay, I will have to do that one. Last point. How do I raise my energy? I'm sorry.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Just listen, I'm going to close up here and let you take this with you. That money okay. is just currency. It's just currency. That's all it is. And so it is about you focusing not on money. We've done, if you've listened to me and Brother Panic, then you know we've talked about this numerous times. That's
yeah.
not the way to
yeah.
success. If it was getting you success, you'd be calling in telling me how it worked. You're calling in telling me how it's not working. So that's what I'm saying. Listen to this. You are to focus your energy on what you want to happen and focus on those blocks that are going on within you. One of the things for you, Tony, is that because of some things, and this has a lot to do with some past life things, you don't really have patience.
I'm an Aries.
Well, whether you say you're Aries or not, I'm going to say it's a little deeper than you just being Aries. You definitely have to have patience. And that patience in yourself of really sort of figuring out exactly what it is that you want, because if you're confused, the universe doesn't judge. It one day you're chasing money, the next day you're chasing your dreams. That's confusion. Take some time, sit down, write those thoughts of intention, put those things down on paper, and begin to do that as well too.
Okay. I will, and I will sign up with your extended meeting.
Okay. All right. So take that with you. Take those things with you. Focus on the crown chakra. Really begin to work with that particular energy. Understand that it is about you igniting your passion. That's what this whole show is about. It's about souls. Movement. It's about you igniting your passion. It's about tapping into that energy, and it's also about patience. It's about patience. We're coming into that energy, so you can definitely begin to work your energy in that way. So have patience, not necessarily patience to sit back and do nothing. That's not what patience is, but really about you tapping into that energy and getting clear on what you want, because if you're not clear, there is nobody in this world that can be clear for you. No one.
I got it.
All right. So peace and love to you. You're welcome. I thank you as well.
you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Peace. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, is it me?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Maurice calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Greetings to you, Maurice.
Just wanted to see what you're doing. Just wanted to get a mini reading.
What's going on, Maurice? Yes, I will definitely. mm-hmm. I will definitely. We got a few more minutes. I'll definitely do that as well.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm in a phase where I'm making some decisions of trying to launch out into a new frontier, especially going into 2012. And I just wanted to see, you know, what you could, you know, see in regards to, with my energy and so forth.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit more, because you're talking a little abstract, and because we're doing this very quickly, let me know exactly what it is that you're wanting, okay?
Well, I just, you know, purpose and direction on where I'm going with a career, and it's pretty much career and job, just direction in that area.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What direction do you want to go in?
Well, I would like to work in, do things with music, music production and things like that. That would be my first, you know, that's one of my passions. Also, I like anything in the creative realm, you know, the creative arts. So I'd like to work in regards to that, but, you know, it's, sometimes it's hard to, you know, make a living off of that.
No. We're not going to talk about what is hard to do. We're going to talk about what you want to do. Because if you already have a firm that you can't do it, then there's pretty much nothing Miss Blue can do for you. So
sure.
I need you to just tell me that's what you're wanting to do. So you're wanting to leave your job, and you're wanting to do this full time.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, all right. This is kind of a tough one, and I'll tell you why. Because here's two things. A couple of energy that comes up for you. The first thing is the Tree of Life. I'm actually going to go ahead and use the new Oracle deck because I'm so excited. So let's go ahead and try this one out. We're going to try out the Know Your Magic new Oracle deck. This is about the Tree of Life. So what does it mean when you begin to tap into the energy of the Tree of Life? A couple of things. You're in a particular time in your life, and I'm sorry, tell me your name again, please.
Maurice.
Maurice, you're in the particular time where a lot of things are going on around you. And this is really about learning. It's about inner growth. It's about your journeys that you've been on. And this is the Tree of Life. This is also about you sort of kind of really, if I were to say to you, you are your father's child, how would that relate to you?
I can't think of anything directly. Father's child.
Okay, tell me about your father.
Well, he was definitely an inspiration. You know, God bless his soul. He had a, you know, he's transitioned on back in 2001, but you know, he always thought the best of me and was an inspiration to me.
He was an inspiration to you. So you can't relate to you being your father's child?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what does that mean to you when I say you are definitely your father's child?
Tell me about
your father's passions. What was your father's passions? What was it that he desired to do?
Well, he loved to fish. He loved to be outdoors. He was very extroverted. He loved to be around people. Very intelligent, laughs a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so can you relate to being your father's child?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because at first you said, I really can't, nothing comes to mind. I don't know if you realize you said that.
Right. Well, I did. I was just trying to, you know, categorize and, you know,
It's okay. But yeah, when I say your father's child, I'll say to him, because he was a very passionate man as well, correct?
Correct.
Yes, your father was a passionate man and really did the best of what he could do. But he also had sort of those dreams that he didn't get a chance to fulfill as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. So when I say the tree of life comes up for you and you are your father's child, then here's some things I want you to begin to take a look at. It's going to be important that you begin to take a look at those things as it relates to your father and as it relates to really just sort of how his passion was, those things that he inspired you to do and really had you go for it. The first thing that I'll tell you, the other energy that comes up for you is the card of wisdom. The card of wisdom comes up because you're in the time where you're really trying to make some decisions. Should you just really kind of chuck this up, or should you continue to go on and follow your passion? What should you do? You're kind of at the crossroads a little bit. What are you going to do? How is this going to turn out for you? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So you're at this particular time. Here's what I'm going to tell you, the energy that I pick up, that one, don't quit your day job. Don't do it. Can you work on your music? You can do your music, and you can also do your day job at the same time. There's a couple other things that you need to put into place, and take this thing of what you're calling a dream for you. Take this thing of what you're sort of kind of playing around with, and either A, make it into that, make it a second job for yourself. Make it that passion that really comes out of the position of a hobby, because right now you're doing it and it's more of a hobby as opposed to something that you want to do. You see this as something very distant, and you see this as something that is very distant, and you don't see this as something real to you. Because everything around you speaks to the fact that you're not going to be able to use this or take this and make it as a career for yourself. And you have, quite frankly, brought into that idea. So this is where the struggle comes in. The other energy that comes up that spirit is telling you that you need to begin to take a look at is the energy of Heru. And this is the Kemetic god Heru. Are you familiar with Heru and the story of Heru? Okay. So definitely, Heru, which is also the hero, to begin to take a look at that energy of the hero. Because when you are getting into the energy of what we call the hero, then you have to begin to do things that heroes do. Heroes take chances. Heroes faces their fears. Heroes rises to the occasion. So in order for you to begin to make this transition into a place where you can balance both of these out, the first thing you're going to have to do, examine those things. Take a look at that lineage, because we talk about things in the spiritual realm, which is very, very relevant. We have a spiritual DNA that's connected to us, but also those things that have been embedded and indoctrinated into us through our family tree, through our ancestors, is important too, because this is the foundation of our belief system. And what you're going to have to do is go back, and you're going to have to take a look at what are you believing, because you have a big contradiction between what you're wanting to do and what you're actually believing. And this is where your hiccups is coming in at. So this is where you'll begin to activate that wisdom, tap into that energy of the god Heru, be that hero, and move into the place that's going to be best suited for you.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Definitely call us back. Let us know how it's going. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I guess we're doing readings. But I really want to hear what was your favorite remix show. If you have a favorite remix show, I want to hear what that is. I want to know what that is for you. I would love to hear your thoughts on that as well, or your favorite remix moment. If you have something else that you want to share, share that as well. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that I know that you're there and that you want to share as well. We're going to go to the phone lines. It looks like calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Bilal. I'm calling from New Orleans. How you doing?
Oh, greetings. Greetings to you, Bilal.
How you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I tell you, I'm past my bedtime, but I can't get off the internet, you know. So you know, and I just want to call and appreciate everything you do, you know. And me and the brothers had our readings this week, and we truly enjoyed it. It gave us a whole new energy, a whole new outlook on things, you know, some good confirmation. Mm-hmm. And if it's any show I enjoyed most, I mean, it's all of them, because it's like we, you know, we be in different places at different times, so I appreciate pulling up the archives and see what speaks to me, you know. But I had something I wanted to throw on the table. You know, and the reason I guess I'm not able to hang up because I'm listening at the callers, and I want you to elaborate, because I'm the word interference keep coming up, but it sounds like past interference. You know what I'm saying? It looks like we've been locked up in our own thoughts and trapped in our own little prison. And, you know, I'd like you to elaborate a little bit on that, on how that, you know, why that take place like that with the past.
Okay. Very good question. And thank you so much. I certainly have enjoyed all the readings this week. They've been very enlightening to myself as well. So much love to you and all the brothers in New Orleans.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, right. let me see if I can try to elaborate on that word interference and how the past is related. A couple of things that I'll say, Bilal, just based upon the that I'm doing, what I've recognized is that a lot of times, not just our past that we're experiencing that's happening at this particular moment is impacting us, but past things from past life. From those of us who really believe in reincarnation and knowing that we are truly old souls, I think everybody can attest to, or really maybe you had a child yourself, or someone has told you when you were younger that you're just an old soul, or certain things that we hear some of our babies say, things that come out of their mouths, out of the mouths of babes, that we know that their spirit, their soul is much older than their physical body of them being here. And a lot of times we bring back a lot of great attributes, but a lot of times those challenges, those interferences are something so deep. Like once I had someone who actually came to me, and this was in an Akashic record reading. I'll just kind of give this story. You guys know I keep these things very sacred, but I'll use this and, you know, we'll change the name to protect the innocent. But anyway... there was a brother, and he was having a lot of problems dealing with certain things, particularly when it came to sex, and particularly when it came to him accessing his power. Married, had a wonderful family, all of these things. Well, I ended up doing an Akashic record reading for him. And it turned out that in the impact of the life that was impacting him the most, he was actually a geisha, and had really suffered a lot of sexual abuse and trauma. He had this thing with his feet as well, too. Lots of problems with his feet. And sometimes we can bring back certain ailments or be sensitive, I guess I could say, to certain parts of our bodies and things that we do. So he didn't have a problem as far as confusion with his sexuality. He was a man and very much aware of that, but just some of the energy of how he would express that aggression as well. So once we did go through the reading, and I won't go through the whole thing, he was explaining to me how that when he was young, during Halloween, he would never let his mother buy him a mask for Halloween. He always wanted to paint his face white, and then put different markings on his face. And after he got married, he decided to grow dreads. And the reason he said, honestly, he really wanted to grow dreads is because he wanted to pin his hair up. So some of these things that we unconsciously do are things because they have come back from another past life. There was a sister who came on the show as well, and she talked about how she had been through counseling and all this different stuff, which she didn't tell me that. It's not necessary. I don't really go into a lot of things. Those of you who have had Akashic record readings know I don't go into no big history. I ask you a couple of questions, and then I tell you what I found out. It's actually one of the shorter readings that I do. But what happened in her Akashic Record reading? She was a wife that was married to a man, I want to say going back into, I don't remember what century, but going pretty far back. And as one of his wives, when he was about to make his transition, his wives made their transition at the same time too. And she was killed with him. This is a part of that. And she actually came on the remix and talked about how this helped her bring about an understanding of a lot of things that was going on in her life, things that came out in there. So our past definitely can impact our present and also what we do in the future. Just by bringing some of this ancient knowledge online, what it does is it causes sort of like a DNA explosion. And it releases those things. So sometimes when we have these rage, and I'll find this a lot of times with the brothers, some, and sisters too, this rage, just this inner rage within them, it'll come out that they were a warrior. I remember one brother stepping straight into his Akashic Record reading, he was killing somebody. I was scared. I was scared when I jumped in his records. I said, "Oh my God, you're just killing somebody! Like, who are you? You know?" And usually, when we come back, that energy sometimes reverses itself, and the person will either move themselves completely away from that energy and become very this peaceful person, and they'll tell you, or they'll be embraced into it. Mm-hmm. You know, so our past is an interference. It can be. But the great thing about it is that we can change the path.
Right. I guess you add so much more to it because we're not talking about the traditional paths as we see at 4 or 5 years old. Right. We're going back ages now, and we have to consider all that into our life.
Yes. It is a good thing to consider. It is, especially if you have these feelings. I always tell people, how do you know I'm in your records? Because when I tell you things, it will become confirmation to you. Things that have been around you in your whole life that you can't deny, you know it is real, you see.
Makes sense. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. Peace and blessings to you.
All right, same here. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, great question. We're live in the remix, everyone. 19 minutes left to go in the form. Don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic's going to be doing Q&A right here in the remix. So we're going to keep going to the next caller. Calling in from area code 713. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on, Blue Raspberry?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Ogun from Houston, Texas.
Greetings, Brother Ogun. How are you?
I'm doing good. How everybody else doing?
I'm sure everybody is doing well. We're doing great.
All right. I called in to say the show I liked the best was the show that I think you, Esther, I think it was Calamar. I like that show.
You like that show, The Big Big Bang, The Cosmic Orgasm? What did you like about that show? What was the main thing about that show?
You had some people that had a chance to show their talent, you know, to show, you know, who they really are. And I really enjoyed that because sometimes you're in the room, you just can't tell exactly who people are. And when Calamar got on the mic and when Esther got on the mic, did Rainwater, was she there that night?
Not that particular night.
But when those two got on the mic, they, like, exploded. You know, it was like, I was like, God, they know what they're talking about, you know. And I really enjoyed that, so. That was one of the best shows for me.
Oh, well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that as well, too.
Yeah. So I just want to say that. And shout out to everybody in Houston, Texas. and I'll talk with y'all later. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. Shouts out to Houston. And, yes, the Big, Big Bang. Yes, that was an amazing show with Kalimar and Esther. It was good to have you two ladies on the platform. So there you go, you guys. You got that's the best show, Brother Ogun says. And if you guys don't know Brother Ogun, there is a show here in the archives with Brother Ogun that was done as well, too. You definitely want to check it out and go listen to the downloads as well, too. Beautiful, yes. And I plan on doing much more of those shows as well. Much more of those shows as well. I'm over here trying to do too much. Much more of those shows as well to come that we will continuously do with everyone in the remix as well. So we'll be doing more of those and hearing more from everyone in the remix as well, too. Yes, beautiful. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call, you guys, 281. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who
Brother
you
Jafar,
are.
Brother Jafar from New Orleans.
Oh, greetings, Brother Jafar.
How you doing?
I am wonderful. Wow. Is New Orleans just representing tonight? That's
yes,
beautiful.
Yes. We're in the house tonight. I have two words because I know we're running down on time and we're going to be getting off the air in a couple of minutes. Two quick words, confirmation and liberation. That's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at.
Beautiful.
You have helped me so very much. The reading was extraordinary. Now that I'm walking around knowing that I'm a Moor, I'm highly activated, right? Right. It's just really great. It was just great combination.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good. You had an amazing, all of the readings were amazing, and I had an opportunity to really just connect with you guys there, and all of your readings were back-to-back, which was really, really cool. I call them the brothers from New Orleans. Very powerful brothers down there. And, yeah, yours was pretty powerful, very powerful as well, too. You're an amazing brother. So I thank you so much. I'm glad that it gave you confirmation and just really just helped you to continue on your path and your journey where you knew you were as well.
Yeah, it was so funny because I was actually working inside of my passion. And I just kind of like going back to what the brother called up earlier to say, I think his name was Tony, and you had given him an example of how to follow your passion versus the money. And there was this old saying that my mom used to say, blessed is he who finds his purpose before his paper. And we held on to that, right?
I love it.
We live by that. And it's funny because I could never see myself actually working inside of my passion. I just naturally did it. And I would always transition into it. And it was something that my brother Bilal, and of course, you know, Bilal is my brother. It was something that him and I would always share. He would say, man, you know, this is something that really breeds envy. So he always wanted me to be mindful of my celebration when I was around people because of my energy being so high. He said, everybody don't necessarily feel really, really good about you going into these different fields so naturally, you know. For me, it was, like I say, it was just natural. And you confirmed that. You truly confirmed that.
Well, thank you. It is a joy to know that I was able. I'm very honored to know that I could do that for you as well. So
And you know I'm looking forward, so I did my first one, so I have two. I'm thinking two more to go. I don't know how many you do, but however many it is, I need them all, and I'm telling people about it, and of course I'm blowing the trumpet so everybody's coming, and it's like, man, you on something else? Yes, I am, and I want everybody to have that experience, so I'm most definitely sharing it and spreading the word, okay? So.
Oh, Yes, well, thank you. Peace and love to you guys as well. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very well. Okay, thank you.
All right, peace and blessings. Right. Oh, wow, that's beautiful. Yes, some amazing energy coming out of Louisiana, you guys. I got a chance to connect with the brothers down there, and I'll tell you, definitely, definitely, we are on the rise, on the rise. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
I didn't know you could hear me. Okay. Yeah, this is Jay Wood. How's everybody doing? Hey, hey, how's it going? So my favorite remix show, I'd have to say, was the one that you've given the Akashic Records.
With the sister that called in, the lady that called in and shared about that, the Akashic Records.
Yeah, that's what inspired me to get mine. So.
Oh, okay, okay.
I just wanted to call and say that.
Yeah, so tell me what part of that really just sort of kind of stuck out to you.
I mean, you know, because I always had to, you know, I always want to look into my own past, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't really have the tools necessary to do it myself, you know what I'm saying. That inspired me to want to come and do it myself and, you know, ask you, get your input. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that. Peace and love to you. All right. We're going to continue on here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix.
This your boy, once again, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia.
No thing, no thing, no thing. What?
Hey, at first I was kind of skeptical about readings and whatever, but, man, how much are they? Because I think I might want to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, well, email me. Everyone knows you just simply email me, question, question, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Just send me an email and, you know, Sister Manya will send you all the information and all the details as well, too.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so do that, no thing.
Okay.
let us know it's you, you know, because you probably come over with some name like Tyrone or something. So make sure you tell me.
Say no thing, yeah.
All right, peace and love to you.
All right, peace.
Okay, you guys, well, we can still keep going. We have about 9 minutes. I'm going to talk about some of my favorite shows in the remix. Wow, so hard to tell, but I think some of the best shows that I'll say that's at the top for me is definitely the Chat and Chills. I like any of the shows. The linguistic show, there you go, Rising Sun, that's it. The linguistic shows where we get the whole remix family and everyone gets to come on and gets to share. So those shows about training and toning our linguistics and really getting into those are the shows where we get into all of those different things. That's some of my favorite. Of course, I definitely love the shares with all the guests that come on and not thankful enough for every single one of them that come into the platform. But it's always special when I get a platform where there is the remix family, where you guys can just call in and you can share and you can sort of kind of express your creativity and do it in your authentic self. I love those shows. So the linguistic shows, that's going to be at the top. That definitely is at the top for me. And I want to do more of those. And the Tribal Mojo Magic, which is sort of just kind of like, I guess you can think of an addition or another add-on to the linguistic show. But the Tribal Mojo Magic, where we all get to participate, everybody gets to call in and everybody gets to share, which we're doing that at some level anyway, whether it's a guest or not. But it's just really special when everybody calls in and they get to share. Those are some of the best shows for me. And one of the things I'm committed to in 2012 is to do more of those shows, kind of even like the show The Big Big Bang, The Cosmic Orgasm, where Kali Mar and Esther joined on the platform. Shows like that where we bring some more of the Remix listeners on, some amazing, this year, some amazing brothers and sisters that I have come across, and they were able to, we worked together. We had so much fun. We were on a three-way call, Kali Mar, me, and Esther, and just really sort of kind of laying out how we were going to do it and, you know, what they wanted to bring to the table and, you know, just really sort of kind of coming together. So more of those shows. I want to bring on more of the Remix listeners, bring them on and have them share, because I think that that is just so wonderful. I think it is amazing. So if you guys have not gone back and downloaded those shows, this is an excellent time to go back and download the show. To definitely go back and download. Another thing that I'm going to tell you, you know, we're moving into the energy of change. And this energy of this change that's coming upon 2012, it has a lot to do with change at the planet level. So that means we're going to have some more earthquakes. We're going to have some more things to shift the ground that's going to cause the consciousness. Remember, the planets are kind of like playing a big bowling ball up there, trying to get things lined up. And anytime we're changing something so complex, so divine, that it's actually going to change the literal carbon, the DNA that's within our cellular bodies, we know that we have to make some shifts. We know that we do. So download these shows. Download them. So in case there is a time that you're not able to come and get the remix, or you're not able to have access to these things, or things can happen, anything that's built a man-made system, we know what can happen to it. One of the things that I will tell you is that you need to begin to get these things, download them, save them, listen to them, begin to take what you need from them, because that's what they're there for. And I am just so thankful. You know, so many things happen over a course of a year, and I'm not going to get all emotional, but I am thankful for the good. I am thankful for the bad. And I am definitely thankful for the ugly, because I had an opportunity to experience it and see it all this year. And all of these things have really just helped me to see myself more authentically. So by me seeing the reflection of people, there's been many people who have come and gone in and out of my life this year. And many of them who have stepped in positions I never thought they would step in. And even though sometimes some of those things, I'm human like the next person, it kind of brings me to tears to see somebody that you have respect for, or someone that you just have genuine care for, to see these things, to have these reflections sort of kind of bounce back off of you. You know that you still got to see them, and you know you got to still keep moving on. You do. And then I've had an opportunity to really get close to people I never thought I would be so close to. You know, people who sometimes that stand from a distance, but they still got your back, you know, when no one is there. It's nothing like someone just really being who they are and standing in that light of truth, whether they're in front of you or whether they're not in front of you. There's nothing more beautiful than that. You know, we often talk about really being in the dark, but that's a place where a lot of people are very uncomfortable, in the dark. You know, when you're a kid and you're playing in the closet and you're in the dark, all kinds of things happen in the dark. People start touching people. They start doing things that they wouldn't normally do if the lights were cut on. They really start to do things they wouldn't normally do when the lights are on. So I'm glad that I have come to a place in my consciousness where I can see in the light, and I'm beginning to really see clear in the dark, because that's beautiful too. So I definitely just want to wish you guys peace and love. I can't say that enough. Download the Know Your Magic audio workbook and begin to get into knowing your magic, really knowing your magic, doing life your terms, your way. For those of you who are going through these stages of transformation and change, know that this too shall pass. And know that it is definitely that sign of Lovejoy. The comet is really just showing us an opportunity that we will make it to the other side. We will. So go head first, literally, head first, using your higher mind into that place, coming out of the darkness, moving into the light, and you'll be on the other side. Do your DNA magical box. Take your DNA code from the 666 and turn it into the 616. You'll know. You'll feel the change. You can't help but feel it. So I wish you guys nothing but peace, nothing but blessings, nothing but love. It's been an amazing journey, and it still will continue on. So many more things that I want to share with you that I love that you guys will share with me. I thank you to everyone who's really been a part of the Remix family. We reached over 1 million listeners this year. So the consciousness is spreading, and it's spreading because of we, not because of me, but because of we. And so the same dedication that I have every Friday night and every Sunday night, you guys have had that too. And that is a lot of the collective consciousness that really just helps me to continue to stay where I am, to stay grounded, and to continue to move forward. So the same love that you send to me, I send that love back to you as well. And it comes from the most purest, most authentic place that I can send it as well. So peace and love and much love to Warm Spirit. I'll do all the mushy stuff on Sunday night. We won't get into the mushy stuff tonight, but I just want to say thank you to you guys. Thank you to everyone who called in and shared, and those of you who are sharing with the people that you're with right now at this particular moment, sharing those special remix moments, because they are special. They are very, very special. And so love to all of you guys. See you on Sunday night. Send love to all of those who love you. Stay close, everyone. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Maybe we'll listen to my boo as we get out of here. See you Sunday night. Love you guys. Peace. Ashe to the ancestors as well. Yeah. To those known and unknown, seen and unseen, thank you guys for joining me here tonight. Peace and love. Peace and love. Be safe. Be safe. And love somebody. Love somebody today. We have the energy of Lovejoy out there crossing over. So love somebody. Don't do it next year. Do it right now. Peace.
Boy, you should know that I've got you on my mind. Your secret admirer. I've been watching.
sound like it should go into Planet Rock or something?
I don't know. Is it just me? Oh, wow, you guys. Wow, wow. Oh, wow. Yes, Sandra, we can mix it right to rock, rock. Yeah, we could keep mixing it. But I think we're not going to mix it. I think we're going to get ready to get out of here. It was an amazing share. I thank you guys, as always, for being here. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Make sure you download, download, download. Like it. Join the Facebook family over on Facebook. And definitely, you know, if you love it, leave a comment. Love it. If you like it, leave a comment. Like it. And we're going to get out of here. So peace and love, everybody. And much love, warm spirit. And I'm going to keep jamming over here. I think I'm going to play it one more time. And this time, really get down with it. Maybe I'll just get an extra little workout tonight, you know? So I'll do that. So see you guys Sunday night. Peace and love. Peace.